touched with the live coal from the divine altar. My heart is filled with anguish when I think of the tame messages borne by some of our ministers when they have a message of life and death to bear. The ministers are asleep. The lay members are asleep. And a world is perishing in sin. May God help his people to arouse and walk and work as men and women on the borders of the eternal world. Soon an awful surprise is coming upon the inhabitants of the world. Suddenly, with power and great glory, Christ will come. Then there will be no time to prepare to meet him. Now is the time for us to give the warning message. Brothers and sisters, the events connected with the close of probation is the warning message that we as God's people need to be taken to the world now. And we take that message not to frighten people to serve the Lord, but to make them be confronted with the reality that now is the day of our salvation. Now we must prepare. And every day we come closer to that event is more reason not to tame down our message. Our pointed message, and I left out a couple passages where she spoke about the work of John the Baptist. Our pointed message is not so much as identifying the sinners as it is identifying the sin that prevents you from having that relationship that allows you to stand to the end. And that comes from identifying that this time period of the close of probation, which is directly connected with the Sunday law, is approaching with blinding speed. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we leave this gathering today, we ask that your Holy Spirit and angels would go with us and give us conviction that the things in our life that must be overcome need to be overcome today, now. None of us know when our probation is going to close, but even that must be weighed in the balances of the fact that probation for all mankind is about to close, whether they're alive or dead. And this message must work a transformation in our life if we're going to be among those that is allowed to take this message outside of Adventism or to Adventism itself. Lord, we ask that you would give us the experience that corresponds to understanding these truths and give us the courage to live as those that recognize that these fearful things are just ahead. We ask for a love for souls that we can be compelled to reach out to those around us.